Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Thanks for joining us today. We have a very interesting article on Lincoln, the movie, so stay tuned. We welcome all of you who are listening, ready to think about and discuss not only the movie, but a lot of good, interesting things about the movie and some good vocabulary. And we have with us today, Bill. Bill, it's always nice to be together with you on these programs. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Doris, and very happy to be here because I love history, and this is a mixture of history and entertainment, so great topic.
And almost everybody loves the movies, and we have someone with us today, Josh, who was one of our teachers who was with us a few years ago, and now he's with us again, and we're always glad to have Josh with us. Thanks for being back here in Studio Classroom, Josh.
Happy to be here, Doris. Great topic today.
Well, Josh, you've been living in California, and that's right near Hollywood, near the movie center, and you get a lot of things about movies going on down there in California, don't you?
That's right. People love to attend movies in Hollywood and in L.A. We have some gorgeous movie theaters, and I did see a lot of movies before I left the States and came back to Taiwan this year, but I didn't get to see Lincoln before I left.
But everybody can see it now, so I'm glad that we're going to talk about this movie because it's not only entertainment, but Lincoln was a man of principle and a man we can all learn a lot from, I think. Don't you think so, Bill?
Yes, he is actually He's historically ranked up in the top three of presidents by historians, and whether it's Lincoln or Washington. FDR is usually around three, so it's either Lincoln or Washington. Mm-hmm. So, as far as the best president, and there has been so many books written about Lincoln. And
yes.
Even movies that have been made.
And quotations of things he said. And we might even bring in a few other quotations that aren't even in the lesson. So let's get started on the lesson. It's on page 16. Now, we're talking about Lincoln, but the first thing in this subtitle here, it talks about Spielberg and Day-Lewis. They bring Abraham Lincoln to life. I think most people know about Spielberg if you've seen movies. Let's just have a little brief discussion on Spielberg. He makes very exciting and unusual movies.
That's right. He is a director and very famous for some action movies like Raiders of the Lost Ark. And this is a little different movie that he's being made this time. It's not an action movie starring Abraham Lincoln. It's more of a drama.
Yeah, we actually had an article about Steven Spielberg a few months ago, Doris. It was discussed actually a lot more of his movie projects, and I believe it was about War Horse was the movie that article. So it's amazing. He's been making movies over 40 years, and I'm not sure how many he's been involved in. It's about 70 or 80 movies.
Very unusual
types.
He has ways of bringing things to life in a way that's other producers don't have. You know, he's very good.
Yeah.
I always think his movies, and even when you look at things on TV and all those things, they'll say Spielberg, and you know that it's, you know, got a lot of excitement in it.
He's but a I don't fantastic think we, yeah, storyteller.
We haven't heard much about this Day-Lewis before, but we'll talk about him. But they bring Abraham Lincoln to life in this Lincoln, the movie. And so it's been on in the States, and now it's out in Asia. It's going round and round, and maybe it's passed by now. Who knows? But, you know, it's a movie you might want to see. You can see it on HBO if you missed it.
Yeah. Well, it debuted in the United States. I believe it was in December when it debuted. And, of course, it hit theaters in Europe and in Asia a few months later, right about this time. So, I mean, right around January, February. So it was something that maybe not appealing so much to the audiences in Asia because they may not be so familiar with the historical aspects of Lincoln. But still, nonetheless, a fine movie. It was nominated for 12 Academy Awards.
Well, I think Abraham Lincoln is a person that people all over the world know because he brought an end, you could say, to slavery in the United States. Isn't that right?
That's right. And that's a lot of what this movie is about was his fight to end slavery.
So let's get started on our lesson today on page 16, and I think it would be good if we could read the very first column, and probably let's just read down the second column down to line 9.
Lincoln, the movie. Spielberg and Day-Lewis bring Abraham Lincoln to life. There was a dark time when Steven Spielberg's dream of making the historical epic Lincoln had all but dissolved. In 2003, Daniel Day-Lewis turned down his offer to play the 16th president. So, in Spielberg's mind, the project was dead. Then came a little life-breathing magic from a mutual friend. Leo DiCaprio was at my house for dinner one night, Spielberg says. It was just myself, my wife, Kate Capshaw, and Leo. And he says, "Hey, what's going on with your Lincoln project?" I told him the sad story. I had one shot at Daniel, and he had declined. And that was that. Leo just listened. And then the next morning, he called me at my office. He said, "Here's Daniel's cell phone number. He's expecting your call." Leo has never told me to this day what he said to Daniel, says Spielberg, flashing a satisfied smile. But that began this wonderful journey. 3 years later, this journey enters its most critical phase with Lincoln's theatrical release. By all accounts, it's been a road well-traveled with Spielberg's successful landing of the prized actor to play the iconic president.
From this article, it sounds like Steven Spielberg had this idea to make a movie about Lincoln a long time ago. It wasn't something he just thought of recently.
That's right. It says there was a dark time when his dream of making this movie, and we call it an epic. A historical epic is when a movie is almost larger than life.
Right. And he'd thought about it for a long time, but then he thought, well, I guess I can't do it, because it seemed like his dream of making this dissolved. I mean, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, when we say dissolved, his dream dissolving, it means it just kind of fell apart and he had to give up on it. So he just moved on to other projects.
So, of course, this is quite a while ago, in the year 2003 now, that this Daniel Day-Lewis, and you notice his name Day-Lewis, is it common to have two names like that with a hyphen in between for a surname?
No, it's not very common, but I think sometimes people take names, maybe their maiden name of their mother and their father's married name, and combine them into a hyphenated name.
I thought they might wonder about the, you know, Day-Lewis, but probably the mother's name and the father's combined. But anyway, this man, Daniel Day-Lewis, he turned down this offer to play this part of the 16th president. So Spielberg thought, well, I don't know, who's going to do it? The project is dead.
This happens in Hollywood quite a lot, where people try to get a project going, and then for some reason or another, whether it's budget or in this case the actor that Spielberg really hoped to play Lincoln turning a project down, we say it's dead, meaning that the movie's not going to be made. And I did a little bit of research on this. Daniel Day-Lewis was honored to be asked by Spielberg, but he wrote him a very nice letter and just felt that he couldn't take on this role, that it was just too much pressure to play someone so beloved in American history.
I can imagine, you know, that it wouldn't be easy to do that.
Right.
Well, and then we see here that then came a little life-breathing magic from a mutual friend. So now, one thing I want to say, while the project was dead, Steven Spielberg has plenty of other projects to move on to.
This wasn't the only thing. He's busy all the time, yeah.
He's usually working on a handful of projects at the same time. So this was one of many he was considering.
And then he had this very famous house guest. You know, in Hollywood, everybody's going around with each other in the movie field. If you had Leo DiCaprio to your house, that would be quite a big deal. But, you know, for Spielberg, I mean,
just another Wednesday night, right?
One of my friends, I just had him over for dinner. And they start talking about this, and what happened?
Well, Leo and him were talking about the movie, and it was just a private dinner with Steven and his wife, who's an actress, right? Kate Capshaw, who was in a couple of his movies, and Leo, which is the nickname he uses of Leonardo DiCaprio. So you can tell there that they're very good friends. And Leo asks Stephen, hey, what's going on with your Lincoln project? What's going on? Meaning, what is the status of the movie?
Yeah, so DiCaprio asked him, and so Spielberg just told him the sad story about he was disappointed that he had one shot at Daniel Day-Lewis, and you know, he asked him, and then he declined the offer.
He had one chance. We say one shot at something doesn't mean you shot people. You know?
No,
yeah.
But you know, I just had one opportunity, one chance, and I asked him, and he said no. He declined. He said no.
It's interesting. It says here that Leonardo DiCaprio just listened. And then, you know, you can just picture him not saying much and just listening, and then just says, okay, well, thank you for dinner, and, you know, says good night, and that's it.
And then what happened the next morning? That's exciting.
Well, he gives a call to his buddy, Daniel Day-Lewis, and he says, here's Daniel's cell phone number. He's expecting your call. So Leo and Daniel had a call, had a conversation after that dinner, and then Leo calls Mr. Spielberg to tell him to give him another try.
Right.
You've got another shot at him.
So Leo didn't say, well, let me try to call him. He didn't say anything, you know, he just didn't say anything, but he went home and called him, and then something happened.
Well, it's interesting. First off, Spielberg says, well, Leo never told him to this day what he said to Daniel. So never said, oh, well, I told him this or that. It's kind of a mystery. It's kind of funny. But we see that it began this wonderful journey. So Leonardo DiCaprio got the ball rolling on this. He actually revitalized this idea for Spielberg.
I can imagine what he said. We might not know the words, but he knew him, and he probably said, look, I've taken on a lot of movies that are different and they're a challenge, and I think you can do this. I think he probably encouraged him. Don't you think that's what he did?
I think so. They worked together on a good movie, Catch Me If You Can. Do you remember that one where Leo played a bad guy on the run, kind of
a con man?
He was a con man.
He was forging things and stealing money and things like that.
So he probably told them, hey, I worked with Spielberg. He's a fantastic director.
You can do it.
You'll be in good hands.
He probably encouraged him a lot. And so he said, okay, well, have him call me. So he gave him his cell phone. And sure enough, he called him back. And what happened?
Well, of course, Daniel Day-Lewis accepted the project, and now 3 years later, it says. So that means this dinner took place in 2010. So now it's 2013, of course, and they've entered this most critical phase of the theatrical release.
Right.
Okay, so all this work has gone into this. We're looking at something that has been 10 years in the making. It started back in 2003. And, of course, the most critical phase, actually the most critical phase for any movie, is that first weekend, you know, when it first opens up, whether this thing is going to be a hit or if they're going to have to pull it from the theaters within a couple of weeks.
And we use phases in movies quite a bit out in Hollywood. We talk about a movie being in development, whether people are still talking about making it, and then it moves to production, where they're actually signed on and they're making the movie. And then, of course, like Bill said, release, where it comes out in theaters.
And since this movie now has become very, very popular and people liked it, it's been up for awards and everything, then we know that it was successful. But we still don't know, you know, who wrote the script and all. We're going to find out more as we go on in our lesson.
Yeah, we'll find out more. But I do want to go back just right there to that one term I had underlined, a couple terms actually. By all accounts, Doris, we see in line 5, you're talking about it has been a success by all accounts. And that means by all the indicators that we can – and all the ways of evaluating it. It is a success if it's road well traveled.
Right. And you say that it's been a road well traveled. That's kind of a common phrase, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That means that it's been something that took a long time, that you have spent a lot of energy getting somewhere. Maybe your road to successful English learning has been a road well traveled.
Right. So that we use that phrase quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's interesting what they say here. Spielberg's successful landing of the prized actor to play the iconic president. Now, Daniel Day-Lewis may not be a household name for many of our listeners here in Asia. He's a little bit different actor in that He doesn't play many roles very frequently. In the last 10 years, I think he's had about four or five movies. He's very, very selective. He's kind of a quirky, sometimes difficult personality, some people in the media might say, in that he's reclusive. He doesn't give a lot of interviews.
He's not like a big movie star type, huh?
No, he's not seeking a lot of attention.
Right.
So that's why he may not be very well known. However, in the trade, he's highly respected because of his method acting. He actually gets into the role and lives in that role throughout the film, even when they're off camera.
So then he did actually play this part, play the iconic president. We've used this word quite a few times, but it's a very common word, and some of you may not know what iconic actually means.
Right. It just means that it's larger than life, that it's a personality that goes above and beyond the norm. And Abraham Lincoln, of course, is an iconic president, someone that stepped above any other person in that presidential role. And I see the picture right above that, Doris. I couldn't tell at first if that was the actual President Lincoln or the actor Daniel Day-Lewis. That is an incredible
shot.
What
do you think?
It's remarkable, the similarity. It really is remarkable. Oh, that's Daniel Day-Lewis, that picture. Yeah, it is amazing.
But it does look like Lincoln.
Yeah. If you see, there are some trailers and some highlights people can view. And if you can't get to the theater to see it, it's amazing how he resembles Lincoln.
That's good. Well, there's a picture of him on the next page, too. And that doesn't so much. But after all the makeup and done, he looks more like him, doesn't he? Right. Okay. Well, it was a dream then that was realized. It was something that Spielberg wanted to do, was passionate about, and he thought he couldn't do it. But then this man said he would play the part, and so a dream was realized. Let's read the next part of our lesson today.
A Dream Realized. Doris Kearns Goodwin, whose 2005 bestseller, Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln, was the historical genesis for the movie, says seeing Day-Lewis's performance is nothing short of miraculous. I felt like I was watching Lincoln, she says. Here I was imagining him for decades, and suddenly he comes to life.
So now we find out who wrote the book that inspired him.
That's right, Doris Kearns Goodwin.
Hey, Doris, that's a good name,
that
right?
That is a great name.
She wrote the book,
She is a very famous historian that's written literally dozens of books on the Civil War and on Abraham Lincoln. And she wrote a bestseller, it says, back in 2005 that led Spielberg to create this movie. It was called Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln.
Now, there's one thing I notice here, that this book, you know, was the historical genius that helped him get started on. But you'll notice that back in 2003, he still had the idea. So, in other words, he had the idea for the movie, but he wasn't sure where he was going to get all of the information from.
Right. There's so much about Lincoln's life that you could make a movie about.
So he had the idea before he read her book. But her book really helped give him all the material, don't you think?
Correct. It kind of zeroed him in on a particular part of Lincoln's career in politics. Remember, he, you know, started out losing elections and then became president at a very difficult time in our nation and was our president during the Civil War. And what the movie really focuses on is on his fight against slavery, which is, I think, an area of history that hasn't had a lot of focus.
Yeah, and Spielberg actually had bought the rights to the book before she completed it. So it was completed in 2005. But he actually had agreed with her, I believe it was about 2002, he had signed a contract with her. So she was only half done. So he liked the project, liked what he saw and knew her reputation.
So he did know, you know, what he was getting the information. But she said, I felt like I was watching Lincoln. And then all of a sudden he comes to life. So I think she was satisfied with the final product.
That's why we say it was her dream realized of living with this man for so long in print. Because, of course, he lived in the 1800s. We don't have any video of Mr. Lincoln. We have very few photographs of him. They do say a lot that his voice was actually very high. That's interesting. You would think he would have this deep baritone, but his voice
like yours.
Was actually right. It was actually pretty high. But we don't have any recordings of it, of course. So this was like her dream realized. She finally got to see him in action.
You know, in a way, as a writer, it would be kind of interesting for her to sit there and watch this, because she could then say, well, this book also was the genesis of this movie. We see that term there in line 12. It was the historical genesis. It's a specialized term. It's the beginning origin of something. So it's a very good term to know about when an idea comes to fruition.
It's the beginning. Genesis, just like the beginning of the Bible. The beginning book in the Bible is Genesis. It's the beginning of life. So the word Genesis means the beginning, doesn't it?
Yep. Great word.
Right. Yeah. So here she was imagining him for decades, and there's Daniel Day-Lewis, and she sees him, and it's like, it would be kind of an interesting sensation. Yeah.
You write the book, and then somebody makes a movie of it. And sometimes the movies don't go along well with the book, but she seemed to be well pleased with it, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, so in a way for Spielberg, this movie was a very different approach than the types of movies that he usually makes. Let's read the final paragraph of today's lesson on line 20.
A different approach. For Spielberg, it's a departure from conventional spectacle-style filming. This time, he focuses not on the sweeping Civil War battles, but on the feverish activity around the passage of the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, which outlawed slavery in the final days of the Civil War. "It's very different," says Spielberg. "All of my drama is in the democratic process."
So when it's a departure from something, you leave. Departure means to leave. So it's a departure from the usual kinds of spectacle style, because he usually has very dramatic scenes of all kinds of adventure, and this was quite different from his usual type.
That's right. I think if you said that he was going to make a movie about the Civil War, you would expect large battle scenes and heavy special effects. And in this movie, there are no special effects, just the wonderful makeup job done on Daniel Day-Lewis. So when we talk about spectacle style, if something is a spectacle, it's unbelievable, amazing to see. You almost can't believe it.
Amazing to look at, spectacle. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, it's described as a departure. Now, normally we think of departure, maybe we're getting on a plane to go somewhere, or somebody's leaving a place. But this is a little bit different. A departure, he's changing styles. That's what we mean. It's a departure from what you normally might do.
And like Josh just said, you'd usually think of these big Civil War battles. And we've seen a lot of movies about those, too, different kinds. But all of this activity was not the fighting and the wars. Feverish means something that is very people put a lot of energy in it. And the feverish activity to this went around something like passing the 13th Amendment. Of the Constitution. Now, that doesn't sound feverish, except if you see a lot of different countries when they get together with their Congress and their different ones, there's a little bit of fighting and excitement going on. There's a little feverish things involved there.
Right. And this was feverish activity amongst the radical Republicans and the Democratic senators trying to get this bill passed before the war ended. Because once the war ended, then a whole new cast of senators would come in with the Confederate Army losing their place, the Confederates losing their place in the government. So he needed to get it passed very, very quickly. But again, it's feverish activity around the passing of a bill.
So the 13th Amendment, what is the 13th Amendment to the Constitution?
It officially abolished slavery, Doris, and it's interesting. This happened just a couple of months before the end of the Civil War. And the reason that was feverish is because Lincoln, they knew the war was coming to an end. The North was winning and it was going to end soon. He wanted to get this passed before there was any official surrender that was signed, because he wanted it in place so that they knew what they were agreeing to and that they would have to abide by.
So that's why they had to get it done on time. So it's very different, Spielberg said, for all of the drama is in the democratic process. And that can be drama, but it's a different type of drama.
Right. It was more about he has some great character actors in this that were bringing it to life in a really unique way. Tommy Lee Jones was also honored with an Academy Award nomination. So there's some great storytelling and character acting, which isn't always what a Spielberg movie is known for, right?
It's a lot of it is about the negotiations that had to go on, a lot of the backroom deals. And that actually can be very dramatic and exciting because there's tension involved in it. And it shows a side of politics people maybe not see. It's not always very nice and clean.
No, but this type of drama is more like speaking, more words and that type of thing than it is when you're in the war and there's fighting and shooting and killing. A little different type of drama, but there's a lot of different kinds of drama.
Well, in some ways, it's actually more compelling because you don't always need explosions and bullets flying to make a movie interesting.
Some people need
good
those.
good acting.
Nowadays,
good
it seems like there's a lot of that. Everybody's hitting everybody and fighting and shooting, but you can have some good action just by the words sometimes.
That's right. Yeah, we don't need the courtroom to explode in this movie.
So, as a summary of today's lesson, then we're finding out the beginning that this movie took a long time to get it started. And what else have we learned today?
Well, what we learned about was that, Steven Spielberg was frustrated initially. He got a no from Daniel Day-Lewis, but he kept at it, and his friend Leonardo DiCaprio helped him out in ways that we may never know.
Right. If you enjoyed this movie, maybe send a thank you note to Leo DiCaprio.
That's right, for his part in it.
I'll give him a call later, me and Leo.
Yeah,
we're close.
Right. Next time you go out to lunch with him, Bill.
Yeah, next week.
Okay, well, tomorrow we're going to finish this lesson and talk more about some things about Lincoln as a great leader and about the movie. So I'm sure you'll want to be with us. It's a very entertaining article, but it's also something that's historical. So we'll see you again when we start Studio Classroom Advanced tomorrow. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.